We bring in Matt Park, the play-by-play voice of the Syracuse Orange. And, Matt, it had to be quite a sight last night when Jim Boeheim reached win number 900.
Yeah, I think it was. You know, it's something that people have been building up to over the course of the season here so far. And everybody in this community is proud of him and excited for this year's season. You know, this is only 10 games in. But it was all kind of on schedule and the way people expected it last night, so people had a good time.
Matt, before we get into the Jim Boeheim talk and what this means and obviously the company that he's in, I want to take you back to a game at Bud Walton Arena against Arkansas. He doesn't like to leave Syracuse in the dome there for road games, non-conference road games. Comes down to Fayetteville. Your assessment of that Arkansas team that they faced early in the non-conference season back early December?
I think they're pretty good. You know, they're tough to beat at home, not as good on the road. You know, I think it's, you know, as far as Syracuse is concerned, it's kind of a misconception about the schedule and overblown about the Coach Boeheim scheduling practices. But the fact of the matter is they have gone on the road a number of times here in recent years, and they're on a pretty good winning streak here of winning those games. So it was a heck of a game and a great environment. And, you know, I think you're looking at a national championship contender that came and beat a decent SEC team on its home floor. And Arkansas won't lose a lot at home this year, and they hadn't lost a lot at home prior to that. So they'll have a decent season. But Syracuse on that night got a great showing from James Sutherland and was able to hold them off.
And looking at Coach Boeheim and what he's been able to do, where do you rank him as far? Because you've been able to see him. I don't know how long you've been the play-by-play for Syracuse, but you've been able to see him for a while. Where do you rank him on the top college basketball coaches?
Well, he's not John Wooden, but he's not terribly far off that. You know, I would say he's in the class of.
And does it hurt that you know he's only won one national title?
Right, he's won one. He's lost one at the buzzer. He's also played in one other championship game and lost that to a team that had about six NBA players on it. So, you know, I think people need to be careful when they use the phrase "only one." One is hard enough to win,
right?
Yeah. And you know, he's you know had a team I think that has been right there as a Final Four contender two of the last 3 years and fell short once due to injury and once due to a suspension of a key big man in the last couple of seasons. So, you know, with a couple of breaks here either way, you could be looking at two national championships and five total Final Fours. They're really only a couple of bounces away from that. That's pretty good. You know, did he invent the game? Is he one of the greatest of all time? You know, the very top tier? He's not right there, but he's the next tier down.
Right.
I would say he's as good as anybody that's going right now. He certainly doesn't have any apologies to make with the company he's in with Bob Knight. And you know, I think Mike Krzyzewski's got a record that's a cut above just about everybody else. And then Dean Smith and people like that are way up there. But he's right in there with the Tom Izzos and people like that.
Matt, with him being on Krzyzewski's staff for those USA basketball seasons, has he learned some from Coach K, and has Coach K bounced some ideas off of him and learned from him as well?
Yeah, no question. I think you've noticed, or at least we have here in the last couple of years in practice, a couple of things that he might use from Coach K that might be little nuances of plays that they set up or terminology, the way they phrase things or teach things that he's picked off from him. I think he appreciated being around Mike D'Antoni and the offensive concepts that he has at the NBA level. And those guys, you know, to whatever extent that you can use zone defense in the NBA, which isn't a great deal, or a little bit in international basketball, have picked that off from Coach Boeheim. He also has a great knack of working with players, and he's respected not only in college, but certainly the top high school players respect him. That's why he's been a good recruiter in recent seasons, and he works well with the NBA players. So he's a guy who can deal with LeBron James and Kobe Bryant in practice and make them better and not be overbearing and be a pain in the neck to be around. So I think he fit well and really enjoyed his Olympic time, and a couple of golds has been enough, so that's the end for that particular group, but they got a lot out of it.
Yeah, he seems very humble. And talk about him as a man and when he's recruiting his players, because it's probably not the easiest to recruit there. But talk about that and how he develops these young kids into young adults.
Well, he does that. I think for him, you know, some people would say he's got it a lot easier than others in terms of recruiting. You know, I think when people say it's not the easiest to recruit there, they're talking about the weather or what have you, but it's a whole lot easier to recruit to a program that wins as much as this one does than a lot of programs that don't, and they play on national TV 20 times a year and that type of thing. So he's rolling with that. They've got a very strong staff, all happen to be former players here, other guys that have been in that USA basketball pipeline that are well-respected by their college peers and by the pros. And he's kind of a Pied Piper. He walks into one of these gyms where there's a AAU jamboree or whatever it is with eight teams going on and the top 15 recruits and those types of caliber players. He does really well in that setting, and he has everybody's attention, and he doesn't have to introduce himself to anybody. People know who he is and what he stands for and what he's accomplished with the program here. So recruiting right now is at as much of a high as it's been in recent memory. Maybe not the very top A-list players like a Pearl Washington or Derek Coleman, the types of guys that really helped build this program, but Syracuse has taken a backseat to nobody in the last 5 years or so in terms of recruits.
Yeah, and
they're
Carmelo.
Really
I mean, you got Melo.
Yeah, he wasn't a big recruit, though. You know, he blossomed from his junior year to senior year.
I
think they were one of the first teams on him, and maybe by the end he was a little more coveted, wound up being a McDonald's All-American, and then was a stud in his 1 year here.
Matt, how important and I guess how nice was it for him to win number 900 at home?
Important. He would tell you not at all because he doesn't really pay attention to it or care that much about the milestones. For the fans, it's important. And for a guy like him who has spent 50 years in this community, you may as well win it here when you have the opportunity to celebrate it with people that were around. You know, and a lot of the most noteworthy or longstanding supporters of the program were at the game last night. His former his former college teammate, Dave Bing, who's maybe the greatest player ever here, and now is the mayor of Detroit, was able to make his way back and be at the game last night. So that was key. I think had they lost one game out of the first 10, and he was going for 300 in New York this weekend, it would have taken a little bit out of it. But so I think he enjoyed celebrating it, but literally his celebration of it was a matter of just a couple of minutes. You know, he's not one to really absorb a lot of that stuff right now while he's still actively coaching.
And you talk about how his international career coaching is over. How long is he going to stay at Syracuse?
It's hard to say. He evaluates it every offseason. I would be very, very shocked if it wasn't at least another year. And it could well be 2, 3, 4, 5 more years. So I think he would like to see at least one season in the ACC before handing it over to Mike Hopkins, who's his longtime assistant now, is a former player here, has been here nearly two full decades as an assistant. So conceivably, I mean, it could be really 3 or 4 or 5 years. My good money would be on 1 or 2.
Right.
He has no concrete plans.
Matt, do you think that Syracuse got out of the Big East at the right time with the way it seems like that conference is going now?
No, well, it's hard to debate it now. I mean,
yeah,
you know, with what the conference has become, it's become a shambles. Now, you could say had the various dominoes not fallen months ago, then maybe it wouldn't have come to this. But I think people that were paying attention saw a lot of this coming. And the conference that it's about to be is not what Syracuse helped build in the late 70s and what it, you know, thrived in the 80s and 90s. And it's not what Coach Boeheim has coached in for 37 years, you know, for that long period of time. So the decision was made, you know, more than a year ago, obviously, to go to the ACC and to get to higher ground, you know, more stable conference. And that's going to be the best fit. I think everybody would have hoped that none of this conference realignment, you know, got out of control the way it has. But that's the world we live in right now, and you have to find a place that makes sense for your institution. And for Syracuse right now, that's the ACC.
Matt, real quick, what were the final awards that you uttered or spoke last night as the clock ticked down to zero?
Yeah, I don't know that there was anything special other than I wanted to point out Coach's long association with the university. You know, it's 50 years since he came on campus as a walk-on and had been a player, then an assistant, and now the head coach for 37 seasons with really not leaving. And so I think it was important, if I regretted anything from kind of wrapping it up last night, is that I didn't sort of tie that in with what he means to the community or what the community means to him. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to go on too long of a soliloquy last night. So I just think it was important to tie that in, is that his 900th win came in his 50th year.
Matt, we appreciate you joining us here on Overtime. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thanks.